Pleased to be joined on a Wednesday by our Friday guest, our NHL insider, Elliot Friedman, who has something new to share. It's very exciting. And because you don't have enough on your plate and you have too much time in your hands, you're now doing a podcast. Is that what it comes down to? They're making you work for your supper.
That's right. It's not that I want to do it. It's that they're making me do it. You know how it goes, Dave.
So everyone's familiar, and it's full credit to you. The blog that you do on the website, and even before you had joined Sportsnet, 30 Thoughts, which is now 31 Thoughts. The work that you put into this, and I know you take it very seriously, because I've asked you to do things, and you're like, you know what, I can't. I'm putting the 30 Thoughts together, the 31 Thoughts. I really need to devote my time to that. It's something that you take very seriously.
It is. It's, to be honest, I have to tell you, I'm amazed at what it's kind of turned into. You know, I never thought it would, you know, go to the lengths it has. And it's kind of what drives me to do it, because, you know, I think there's always things that we do in our life that, you know, you're sitting there, you're like, whoa, what? I'm sitting there, I'm at 21 thoughts, I need 10 more. And I'm like, oh my God, like, why did I do this? And the reason you do it is because people read it and people seem to like it. If it wasn't for that, the listeners and the readers, I don't think I'd be as committed to it as I am. So it's really turned into something which is nice. And now with Jeff Merrick, we're going to do a podcast form. And we're going to tape the first one today, and I think we're releasing it today. But I'm curious to see what we decide to do in terms of how much of it is the podcast, how much of it is adding to it. I guess we're going to figure it out. It's going to be trial and error and figuring it out as we go.
That sounds like how we run things here. We're just going to start something and see how it becomes and how it goes. Now, you mentioned Jeff Merrick. He's going to, I guess, quarterback this for you in a way?
Yes, he is, because I'm a very erratic passer. I would not be a very good quarterback. I'm no Bo Levi Mitchell.
Very nice local tie.
By the way, congratulations to Dave Dickinson. I love covering Dave Dickinson. He was fantastic.
Congrats. What is he? Is he retired?
Got a new deal?
Hall of Fame or something?
Yeah.
Radio State?
What?
How do you know that?
Yeah, sounds great, Elliot. How many times great talk. With something of this nature, because it's not you when you put a number to something like 31 thoughts, you need to have 31 items, or at least you have to break it down. How many times do you put that thing, do you submit it, and you're like, oh man, I'm not very happy with that? Because ultimately there has
every
to
every week?
No, come on.
No, it happens a lot. And then, you know, the funniest thing is, like, it's like, you guys know this. The best part about it is your coworkers just trashing you about it. Like, okay, maybe we should call this blog 15 Thoughts Divided into 31 or
right,
something like that. Because they do that with me all the time. Like, how many thoughts did you actually have this week? That, like, this week I had a couple on Brendan Dillon. I turned them into three. They're like, well, that's not really 31. Now we're already down to 28. So, you know, that's kind of how it goes. You know, it's funny. One of the things over the years is I've had guys come to me, and Glenn Healy and PJ Stock did it when we all worked together at CBC, and Doug McLean actually did it to me earlier this year, where they said, you know, you need some more like one sentence thoughts. And I do believe that's true. I think it's like reading Tolkien, right? Like, if you don't have a real desire to pay attention to it, you can really gloss over a lot of that stuff. So I do try to mix it up, some longer ones with shorter ones, some one-sentence ones. I think one of the changes that really helped when I went from CBC to Sportsnet was, CBC, theirs was, it's a block. If it's a thought, it's a block. Sportsnet divides some of those thoughts up into sub-paragraphs. But I am a big believer in this, that the way you present it is important into how people consume it. Do they read it? Do they gloss over it? So that kind of goes into the whole thing.
It has, we have fun with you all the time, but it's truly one of those things. I think hockey fans, when you see it come across, when the link is there on Twitter or it comes out, it's a must read every week, and you should be very, and I know you must be, and you're very proud of that. you will be able to. Today is the first one. People can subscribe. Already it sounds like the numbers for subscriptions and all that is through the roof. It will continue today. So good luck with that. And before we let you go, tell us...
We can talk some hockey stuff if you want.
Sure.
You're going to join us every Wednesday, Elliot? That's amazing.
Every Wednesday, wow. Elliot.
Twice a week? This is so cool.
Calgary Flames, we know, at least we've talked to you recently, we know they're out there looking for a winger of some sort. What is the trade market right now? Because it seems like it's a little quiet right now.
You know, I think it's, I think honestly, Dean, it's starting to pick up a bit. You know, it's interesting, like Pierre Dorion told some reporters last week that he has a prospect deal for Hoffman. And he's looking to see if he can get something else. You know, I think teams are starting to figure out. I think the team to really watch is St. Louis. You know, they're really starting to battle it. They had a really rough night last night with Florida. That division, the Central, like we talk about the Metro as being the toughest division, and I do think it is, but the Central is starting to get there. You know, Chicago was in last place in the division yesterday, and this morning we wake up and they're right at a playoff spot because they killed what's-her-faces last night, Ottawa.
Yeah,
I do think St. Louis is going to start. I could see them striking. I could see Pittsburgh striking. I think there's a will. I just think that some of these teams are out or saying are trying to create a market. Buffalo's trying to create a market for Kane. Ottawa's trying to create a bigger market for Hoffman. You know, Montreal, you know, with Pacioretty, I think what Bergevin is saying is we're not out of it yet, so I'm not giving up. But he's still trying to create it. I think we're getting there. I think we're getting closer. I think the biggest problem a team like Calgary has and Tree Living has is you want to make a deal where you don't rob yourself. Like, what happens if he trades, say, a defenseman for a winger and he doesn't think his defense is as good? I think that's his biggest problem. One of the big reasons the Duchene deal happened and the Turris deal happened was you had a team there in Colorado that was willing to do futures. And there's not a lot of teams willing to do futures, especially guys who are still in the playoffs. So that might actually be Calgary's biggest problem with making a deal.
What's happening in Edmonton? The latest is they're 9 points back of the final wild card, and that team holds 2 games in hand on Edmonton. I mean, it is ugly right now.
Well, it is really ugly, Ryan, but I think what they've decided to do, and I think this is the smart thing, is they're putting on the brakes. They play 2 more games. You know, today's their big, every year they schedule when they go out west, a golf day with Daryl Cates, the owner, and that's today. Like, I don't know how that's going to go off.
Be a ton of laughs.
What's that?
Be a lot of laughs.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be.
Well, you might as well laugh, no?
No, I don't know. I think it's going to be tough. I don't think he's in a great mood about this right now. Well, you know, they play Friday in Arizona, they play Saturday in Vegas, and then they go on their 5-day break. And I think that's going to be a pretty interesting time. You know, they've decided they're not going to make changes for now. We'll see what they do during the break. But, you know, this was a team that thought years of instability were over. I think they're absolutely astonished to be in the position they're in. And I think they're kind of looking at it and saying, we need to have an honest thought process about who we are and where we're going and what we're going to do. And I think they've just decided no rash decisions, which is probably the right call.
Does it teach all of us to maybe pump the brakes? Like last year, like, I'm not an Edmonton fan, but you watch them in the playoffs, you think, well, that team's pretty darn good. Like, look at them go. And
I agree. I thought they were that good, too. You know what Reddit reminds us? It's a hard league to win.
Yeah. It's all got to come together.
The salary cap. Like Mark Messier, I was talking to him a few years ago, and he had a saying I really believe. It's that the salary cap means everybody's got a fatal flaw. Who overcomes their fatal flaw? And you have to have goaltending, too, and Talbot's taking a step back this year, and that takes your group down with you.
What did you make?
Those two things.
Yeah. With that in mind, what did you make of Chicago and the healthy scratch of Brent Seabrook last night? 6 years left.
Well, you know, I knew we all knew when they signed him to that deal that deal was a reward for everything he's done, right? and it was not as about the future as it was about the past. And they have a big game tonight, and I could actually see Quenneville saying we should be able to beat Ottawa, and we need them for tomorrow or tonight in Minnesota. But I think it's also a message that nobody is safe. And, you know, Joel Quenneville is a great coach, and he's out to win. But I wonder if he was also trying to send a message to Brent Seabrook that, you know what, I think you're a little bit too comfortable, and you have to understand that everything has changed for you just like it's changed for the rest of us. I'll tell you this, guys. If Chicago doesn't make the playoffs or they get knocked out in the first round again, that's going to be very interesting to see what some of the things they decide to do are.
Anything new on Jaromír Jágr and the Flames?
No, I think it's going to grind to a bit of a halt because he's injured.
Right.
And, you know, since he is an injured player, and I do think the health is part of all this, because I'm not sure he's going to go overseas if he can't really play, right? So I think we're going to see a situation where he works on getting healthy, and then once he's healthy, we'll probably have some more clarity. But I think his time in Calgary, unfortunately, is done. I don't think he's going to play for the Flames again.
Elliot, congrats on the podcast. I know it'll go very well. Good luck with it today, and we'll chat on Friday, buddy.
All right, guys, take care. Speak in a couple days.
You betcha. There's Elliot Friedman again. 31 Thoughts is his hugely popular blog that you can read on sportsnet.ca. It is now coming to you in podcast form.